Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gamond, and welcome to the show. It's Monday, and I hope everybody's Monday is starting off with joy, happiness, fun, yeah, stress-free as possible. Okay, so we're going to have some fun. Yeah, as I mentioned in my heading, it's about what Spirit has to say to you. But when I say Spirit, that could be one of your ancestors, one of those who have passed. Maybe it's a friend that died, or maybe it's not necessarily Spirit guides, because I like to talk to dead people because, you know, they're a little more candid, and they have direct messages, and usually about a topic that you're concerned about, and giving you thoughts on something that you might be concerned about, and not necessarily about a prediction, but about, okay, this is a path, this is a course, this is what you need to go down to. So we'll talk about that. We'll take a couple calls, and I have some calls. I have a great quote from the Abraham material. I thought it was really appropriate for where I'm kind of head's going now, where I'm thinking about it, listening to a video, or watching and listening to a video by Dr. Brian Weiss, and thought, hey, you know what? I used to do a lot of this, and this all makes sense. And my head got turned around a little bit by some other material about talking about, well, let's just call it regression work. But I'll explain more about it later. It's not just past lives, but it's looking at your life and looking about what thought patterns or blocks that you have in your life that keep you from getting what you want. Because they're usually from your past somewhere. It's either a past life or early childhood. There are what I call programs that keep you limited. So we'll talk about that. But we'll take calls. Let's see, what should I do first? Should I do a call first? Or should I do the Abraham? Let me set it up with the Abraham quote, and then we'll get into the calls. And so hang in there a couple more minutes. I'll be with you in a minute if I can find the quote now. I lost it. I can't lose things, can I? I can lose things. Okay, so the Abraham material from May 13th, 2002, from a workshop in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Wellness that is being allowed or wellness that is being denied is all about the mindset, the mood, the attitude, and practiced thoughts. There is not one exception in any human or beast, because you can patch them up again and again, and they will find another way of reverting back to the natural rhythm of their mind. When they mean patch them up, heal them, you know, make them feel better emotionally and physically. I mean, Abraham doesn't get into that, but it's an emotional and physical healing. You can heal somebody. But let me finish the statement here. Treating the body really is about treating the mind. It is all psychosomatic. Every bit of it, no exceptions. Now, I don't know what you think about that, but the more I read into the relationship of mind and body and our thoughts and our subconscious mind and the patterns and programs we put into our subconscious mind on subjects, the more and more I believe this statement, absolute truth. What's making you sick? What's keeping you from doing what you want to do in your life? What's keeping you from getting that job? What's keeping you from getting that relationship? And some people say, well, somebody's doing this for that to me, or God doesn't love me, or blah, 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 right? I sound a little preachy right now, but I'm just going to set this up. And so this is what I believe. Absolutely, 100%. And I see it in my own life, and I have to work on it constantly. But the universe wants to apply to you everything you want, wants to bring. Now, there's a timing factor, some other issues involved in alignment of other people, but the universe wants to bring you anything and everything you want. But going back to the Abraham statement, which applies to what you want, it's your thoughts, your limiting thoughts, your blocks, your programs that are limiting you from getting it. So we won't get too much more into it. I'll take a couple calls and we'll get back into what you want to talk about. But That's how I'm thinking, and that's my logic, and that's where I've learned for the last 20 years of study and reading and workshops and school and blah, blah, blah. That's where I really believe that we need to change our patterns, our thought patterns that come from the subconscious. Okay, so let me take a call or two and we'll get into it. See, who is first? Okay, you're first. Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. I'm okay. How about you? Who am I speaking to?
This is Tammy.
Tammy, what's going on in Tammy? So Tammy, I got to ask you a question. I saw I knew you got questions, but I got a question. Are you into Halloween at all?
Okay.
Are you into Halloween at all?
Just a little bit.
So, are you going to do anything for Halloween?
Yes, I'm going to take my granddaughter trick-or-treating. Why?
Okay,
why do
so
you ask?
What are you going to wear, though? I'm just curious.
Pirate.
I read this article earlier about the five greatest movies to watch for Halloween, and I thought, you know, I get into Halloween. But I was thinking about this idea, and anybody else wants to respond in the chat room to this. If you had an ideal something that you could wear for Halloween that would reflect maybe that person that you think you are but you aren't, does that mean? Like,
yeah.
I would be like Indiana Jones, maybe, you know, without the gun, but Indiana Jones.
I'm
going to
be a pirate.
Like, yeah, I love pirates. You want to be a pirate?
I am a pirate.
You are a pirate?
No, that's who that
good for you. See,
who I am.
Oh, good. Good for you. So you're kind of independent, huh?
Yes, kind of like the open sea.
An adventurous. And you have a very adventurous spirit, right?
Definitely.
So we got that. So you'd be a pirate. So, yeah, I can see you now in the big, ooh, that's almost kind of, I'll leave it alone, but it's with the black boots and the full blouse and the scarf across the head, right?
Right, no patch.
No patch. No, I don't see you with a patch, but I see you with the big full blouse with the sleeves that are bound at the, you know, and maybe a sword and the boots with the pants with the sword. You'd have a sword. You have a kind of a nice sword, not a huge sword, you know, just enough, right?
Right.
Okay, so what's going on? What's your question? Now we got you as a pirate. I better be careful. You come back, you would keelhole me, if you know what that means.
Well, you'd never said what you were going to be.
Are you there?
You're going to be Indiana Jones.
Oh,
right?
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah,
I
would make sure no gun, but I would have the rope, you know, the whip,
the whip. Yeah.
Yeah, the whip.
Okay.
Now, that goes a whole different directions with that, but we'll leave that one alone. So,
okay.
We'll leave the whip thing out.
Go ahead. I just wanted a general question to my guides about, you know, coming up, what do I need to focus on and things like that.
What do you need to focus on? What is coming up in your life? Not negative stuff, always positive stuff. I don't like to go negative. Don't like to warn about weird things. Some people do, but that's just not me. So what is going on in your life that you need to focus on that will open your doors up, right, to greater things?
Right.
Because you're not content, and I don't mean discontent, but you like more in your life. Not just stuff, but you like more, right?
I like more of a challenge.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Right now.
Okay. So, yeah. So the question is, are you going to get challenges that are positive, not just negative challenges? Oh, we got to replace the dishwasher, you know. Oh, no, that's a challenge
right.
that you don't want, right?
Right.
Okay, I hear it as, now this is weird, and I'll give it to you anyway, because I get these things in there. Sometimes I don't make sense, but I'll give it to you anyway. It's about you challenging your inner self, your spirit, for growth, okay? For growth.
Okay.
What about? Now, let me ask you a question. Well, I'll make a statement. It's about you growth communicating what you want or what your needs are. It's for about you, about communicating. That's what I hear. You can tell me I'm wrong, but I get you need to be more outspoken about your needs.
Okay.
To whomever. Is it the universe? Is it God? Is it to family? Is it to employers? Whoever it is, you need to be more outspoken. Okay?
Okay. Makes sense.
Because it feels like you're really on the cusp of creating the next great adventure in your life. And you've been thinking about this. I know you have. You've been thinking about this.
I have, and I've actually taken steps.
Okay. Well, finish it. Finish the steps. You're ready. The universe is pushing. No waiting.
Okay. I'm waiting on people to get back to me, and actually I have this one particular.
Okay, so we're back to you speaking and more forcefully what you want and what you need. Okay?
Okay.
So it's more about you being more assertive about what you want from people or whatever.
Okay.
Because you'll get it. You'll get that challenge. But it's the speeding up the process really has to do with you being more assertive in getting it.
I got
it. It's almost like, and this is kind of strange, but people kind of think this is crazy, but it's almost like demanding God, I want it now.
Okay.
You can have it. No problem. You can have it now. Thank you for asking so dynamically for it.
Okay.
Go for it. No shrinking back. You're a nice person.
Well,
You're really nice. Go ahead.
I think that it comes from what you started your show with. You know, the reason why I'm not so assertive these days is because of the patterns in the past where it was like I just got slammed for being assertive, you know, and I've learned how to communicate properly and not.
Well, that started in your childhood, and that's usually the programming.
Yeah. Right.
The programming starts at about age zero or before.
Right. I've been working on that growth, so I see where the next step is that you've highlighted for me. So
you'll get there. Being assertive for you, how I see the picture, you know, it's like sugarcoating the assertiveness. You have to sugarcoat this assertiveness.
Right.
Does that make sense?
I'm not good at it, but I'm learning.
Yeah, for you. just sugarcoat it means you ask. It's like you compliment da-da-da-da-da, and then you ask for it. You know, you make the person, you butter up the person or the people, and then you ask them for something. You know, make them feel really good and then ask for it.
Okay, got it.
That's how you sugarcoat. That's how it works in sales. You butter up people, and then you ask them for something, and they feel good because you're trying to be nice to them, and then they go yes. Okay. You'll get it.
Okay.
Have fun.
Okay.
You'll get more yeses. You'll get more yeses. Okay? Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Assertiveness. Yeah, people, you know, and I was in sales for years and years and years and years and years and years, and I watched people trying to sell that were newbies. And what I found about newbies is that they were always very assertive and aggressive, and they're always on and always selling. And I'm not trying to preach how to sell here, but we sell every day. We sell to our family, we sell to our friends, we sell to our bosses. And making friends and connecting with people and understanding their needs and how you can fulfill their needs, and it works back and forth. So it's really about communicating comfortability with each other, and it's a building trust that you do that, but I call it sugarcoating, and I don't mean it in a negative way. I mean it in a very positive way. And when you're complimenting somebody, you're talking to them, and you have to be honest about it, and you have to have a certain amount of integrity and things that you really see. You're not going to compliment them if they're a really bad dresser. You're going to go, wow, you're dressing really good today. You're not going to do that. But there's always something you can find about somebody that you can compliment. Okay, moving right along. We're getting to a strange new world here. So somebody's been holding a long time, and they got some other. So let me give you the pecking order. 5-6-2, you've been holding a while. You're next. And then 3-1-5, and then 4-0-2, and then 4-0-1. 4-0-2 and 4-0-1. Interesting. Oops, who just went away? Oh, okay. Well, 5-6-2, you're still there. Maybe. Hello.
Hello. Hi. Good afternoon.
Yes. And who am I speaking to?
This is Cheryl.
Cheryl, what's going on with you in this beautiful Monday?
Am I wrong,
but you're not a Halloween kind of person?
No, not really.
I didn't think so.
Too much.
For some reason, your energy is like, give me Christmas, but I don't want Halloween, right?
Right.
Okay, so what's going on with you today, Cheryl?
We'll bypass the Halloween discussion. I'm open to whatever messages.
Whatever messages. And from whomever, right? From whomever.
Right.
Okay, I'm not trying to reach for this, but this comes to me. So I'll have to give it to you anyway. And I don't get names. So I wish I did. I get maternal, like a great grandmother on the paternal side of the father. So on your father's side of the family, there's a female energy that goes back a couple generations. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know this person? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Okay. You may have heard stories, but I'll give you this anyway, and I'll give you your message from her and whoever the surrounding family group that's, you know, in the non-physical world that's sitting around talking about you all the time. Thanks a lot.
I hope
right?
it's good.
No, it is. They're always trying to encourage you. The message is really about just staying the course. Just being who you are. Are you easily influenced by others, or other people try to influence you?
No, not too much.
Yeah.
I just have a lot of stuff going on right now.
Yeah, they're just telling you to stay the course. Stay the course. You're getting there. You have support. Just stay the course. It's whoever this grandmother is, she's really funny. She's humorous. I guess the word almost is silly at times, or she was, but she is. And so stay the course, but lighten up a little bit. Stay the course, but lighten up a little bit. Find more humor in your life. Okay? Everything's going to work out. You're on the right path. Everything's going to work out. And, yeah. You know, it's like, and I see them cutting up a steak, and I think this is very symbolic. When you cut up a steak, you don't try to take too big a bites, right? Or you'll choke.
Right, right.
So they're really saying, cut your steak up into little pieces. Take your whatever you're going on in your life, cut it up in little pieces.
Right.
Don't try to eat the whole steak in one bite. You'll choke on it. Yeah, I think that's really the message is you got a lot going on, but just one little piece at a time, and it'll gradually go away, and the whole steak will be taken care of really soon. Okay?
Okay, anything on my husband?
What about your husband? I'm missing the energy here.
I'm hoping that I've been trying to get him in to do some stuff with me, and he's been resistant.
The only thing I hear on that, yes, you can, but I'm hearing it almost has to be his idea. You have to turn everything around so it's his idea. Does that make sense?
Right.
It's like his let him become the problem solver. You got a problem, and obviously there are problems and things that you want him to help you with on problems, right?
Right.
So you have to go to his problem-solving mentality of, okay, I need your help, or I have a problem, and I know you can help me. Okay?
Okay.
Here's my problem. I know you can help me with the problem. I need in calling on him as a man to be the problem solver. And it feels like he'll move forward that way. And just give him a free run at it. Okay, here's the problem. Take care. You know, let you handle the problem and stay out of the way. Don't get involved in his problem-solving situation. Does that make sense?
Right, yes.
Okay, so it's about his idea and his way of doing it, and let him handle it his way. Okay?
Okay.
And he'll get it done. He'll get it done. Whatever it is, he'll get it done. But you have to go almost from a place of weakness instead of strength, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Okay? Take care.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. I don't know why I got that. That was an interesting... I love that steak analogy. That was cool, you know? I've never heard that before about, you know, tackling our problems in lives, our problems... And we have multiple problems. All of us have multiple problems, right? And it's tackling one at a time, cutting that. Anybody eat T-bone steaks in this group? Anybody eat a T-bone? Because I saw a T-bone steak. I don't know why. I don't know if that last lady eats T-bones or not, but I saw this T-bone steak, the bone out of it. You want to get to the bone, you know, get to that tender part. Okay, never mind. I don't eat meat, so, but I just saw that picture. I thought, oh, that's interesting. 315 and then 402 and 401. Aha, 305, 315.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, George. Hello.
Yes.
This is Annette from New York.
Yes, how are you today? So, do you eat steak?
Yes, I do eat steak.
Do you eat T-bone steaks?
Yep, I never had a steak.
I'm sorry? Yeah, because I was seeing a T-bone, and I don't know why I was seeing a T-bone steak, and I was probably picking up somebody's energy on steaks. Interesting,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
I'm more of a fish person. So what's going on today on this beautiful Monday?
Well, I was wondering what you could give me any information about Timothy and I. And it's funny that when we went camping, that's what we had, those T-bone steaks, the first time we went.
Ah. So who are we talking about again?
Timothy.
And you're cutting out a little bit, so give me a little background so I make sure I can pick up the energy properly, okay?
What would you like to know?
What's the question about it? What's the core question here?
Well, we were together for 6 months, and then all of a sudden, you know, it's fallen apart. But I would like to know, like, if you see it getting back together, what do you think?
good question. So do I see you getting back together? I hope I'm wrong, but I get his attention has gone somewhere else. The attention has gone somewhere else. I don't even know if it's a person, but the attention has gone somewhere else. And there's no real connection in the near future. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And what I mean by the near future is the end of this year, early next year. But there at some point will be a realization of your strength or who you are, your importance. But I'm not sensing a real strong pulling back in the near future. Okay?
Okay.
Uh-huh. I wish I could tell you something different, but I just get this whole energy of going somewhere else. Okay? Attention somewhere else. Okay?
All right.
Sorry.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, you got to be honest. You know, I try to be honest, and I'm just not going to sugarcoat what I say to people about predictions, especially about relationships. If have you ever fallen in love with somebody and they're not in love with you and you're pining over this person for a while and you're going, I've done it, you know, we've all done it. But sometimes the universe or God wants us to just put that one on the shelf for a while, open our hearts up to love again, because there's always love. The universe will always provide you love. It may not be the person you're pining over and thinking, I need to be with this one person. So that's why I resent or kind of feel odd about the idea of soulmates, because we get this whole idea, this is my soulmate, this is the only one. And I don't believe that there's only one person in the whole universe or in the whole planet of 7 billion or more plus people. There's only one person for you. I believe you have people in your soul family, and soulmates sometimes are here to push your buttons, and they're not necessarily be romantic. Attaching ourselves to one person and saying, they're my twin flame, or they're my soulmate, and I'm going to hold out for this person. Because the universe will keep putting people in front of us, really good people, if we're asking for it. Okay, so that's a little side point here. I just talked to you, and 401 has been holding. Oh, I mean, no, 402, I'm sorry. 402 has been holding longer. So let me take that one. Hello.
Hi. Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Hi. Do you have a name?
Yes, I do. I have a name. It's Sharon.
Sharon, okay, good. That's always good to know a name. So what's going on, Sharon?
You know, everything is in my life is pretty much up in the air. So any kind of guidance you could give me or...
all the different aspects of your life are kind of like in a state of flux, I guess is a good word for it, right? You're in a state of flux.
Yeah, I've got some enemies out there that are unjustified, but they're there. mm-hmm. and they're doing everything. There's some people that are trying to really destroy me.
Okay.
And,
they won't. Dear, they won't.
Good.
Dear, they won't.
Good.
They won't. They won't. And what I hear for you now, whatever I tell you, it's, and you can accept it or not accept it, that's your choice always.
Sure.
It's always about these people that are trying to get you. It's basically putting your hand up and saying, you know what, I don't want to bother with you anymore. I'm done with
right.
you. You're out of my life. Bye. Go away now. Leave me alone. It's like it turning your back on them, you know.
Yeah,
turning
I'm
your back.
Fine, but yeah, they are physically,
but,
you know, like vandalizing my home,
right.
my car, you know, all of that. And
okay.
I wonder if you know who it is.
Okay. I don't because, well, there is one male figure in this whole thing, right? And he has an accomplice, and it's a female. And
right.
and hate to go there. And let me put it this way, but you know what I'm hearing for you really is, and I know this is very metaphysical and very spiritual, and you probably, I mean, you could do the police and all that stuff and, you know, do all that sort of thing.
That.
And that's not a bad thing to do, but, and I'm not much on spells, but I'm hearing this thing about casting this energy around them, this spell around them, a rejection spell. I know that sounds strange, but it's like putting energy around them, a bubble around them of energy that creates a buffer between you and them, and it's almost like sending them away buffer. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
It's like putting a spell around them, a rejection spell is what I hear it as. And I'm
yeah.
not really much on spells, but it's like putting this
no.
code of energy around and asking your guardian angels to put this thing around them that creates a buffer between you and them.
You know, that's exactly what I was thinking, was calling on my angel to do that. Yeah, like Raphael.
Right.
That's what came to
yeah,
my mind.
Do it.
You
do
know?
It. Yeah, do it. Do the ask the angels to put, and you can visualize it, show the angels what you want. Okay, this is what I want to put around them. I want them to, I want to cast them away. I want to reject them. And I want your help so that their energy no longer engages with my energy. Okay?
Uh-huh, right.
Okay?
Okay, yeah.
Very good. You can do this. You can get it done
yeah.
fairly quickly. You'll get back to a grounded situation fairly soon. But really call on your angels to help you do this. Okay?
Okay, I sure will.
And you know what? Here's the other thing I hear about your angels, too, is that have the angels, it's like showing them other sparklies, showing them, distracting them to go do something else that's not harmful to other people. So getting
well, that's
them
it.
To...
What they've
yeah.
done to me, they've got to be doing to other people, too. And, you know, what's really sickening is they're using their children, too.
Right.
I mean, I know who this couple is.
But you can get this done. And it's about the angels of helping
yeah.
them to distract them away from you. Not necessarily do harm for other people, but it's...
No, yeah.
Benign. Okay? Go
right.
for it.
Yep. All right.
You can do it.
Well,
you can get it done soon.
That.
Quickly.
Do you see,
you're welcome.
Do you see
Take
any
care.
financial stuff coming in? Because it's just caused so
okay.
much trouble.
Dear. Clear this energy, because this energy is holding you back. Okay?
Yeah.
You have this negativity around you, and this negativity is kind of restricting a positive flow. So once you
right.
clear this, you'll feel more
right.
prosperous. Okay?
Right.
You can do it. Okay?
All right, honey.
Go
Thank
for
you.
It. Take care.
Okay.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Sometimes, you know, I'm not much on spell people, but it's really about your guardian angels helping you and, you know, whatever powers you can, you know, bring forth to put a energy around these people that distracts them in this kind of case. Okay, so what do we got going on here? 401 was next, because you've been holding for a while. Yes. And then I have, a couple of people. Okay, I know you talked to you and a person, an individual, Greg. You're next after that. So let me take the 401 call. And then, okay, I'm back, I think.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Hi, and who am I speaking to?
Hi, my name is Carrie.
Carrie, what's going on with Carrie? So, Carrie, I got to ask you, I don't know why I'm going to ask you, but are you into Halloween at all?
I mean, I like it, yeah. I like Halloween. I'm not into it, but...
Are you there?
I mean, hello?
Okay, so I'm going to ask you the same question I asked this person earlier, the same question, okay? So, what if you were going to wear... If you were going to come as a character, what character would you like? Oh, this will show people what I'm really kind of that hidden person inside me wants to be.
A character as far as what?
I'm sorry?
A character as far as, I mean...
Oh, okay. I'm going to be... I want to be Indiana Jones. I'm kind of like this Indiana Jones kind of person, okay? And the lady before was a pirate. I thought, well, that's a cool... I could see this pirate outfit.
Well,
you don't have to. You could even
be
like...
I'll be a witch. It's fine.
Oh, cool. Black. Okay, but I don't see you in white, though. I see you in black. Not, not that you're negative,
yeah.
But I see you in a black
no,
outfit.
No, I like black.
Okay?
Yeah, I like black.
Yeah, this big black hat, the veil, and the witch. And do you cast spells?
No, I don't.
Yeah. Interesting. But I see this whole thing. Yeah, I see this. Oh, cool.
Okay.
Laced up shoes and everything. So, what's going on? Laced up boots.
Nothing. I was just trying to connect with maybe a loved one in spirit. See if
okay, anybody particular? Let's see if I can find anybody. Okay, well, I'm not going to know necessarily what I get, who, but I get a male energy. I don't know if you're looking for male energy. I'm not really picking up what side of the family or if there is even a family connection here, but it's a male energy. When did this person die?
Recently, about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, that's why I didn't get family, because it was somebody other than family. That's cool. So I think it's worth connecting. Are you in a relationship now?
Yeah.
Well, I either he brought this relationship to you, or he continues to bring relationships to you, or he's kind of like this. He's like, it's really kind of interesting. He really is like your, what do they call it? Matchmaker. Okay? Because he wants you to be really, really happy.
Yeah, I haven't really been, but I felt guilty because he's my former boyfriend, and
But he wants you to be happy. He wants you to be happy in a relationship. So he's going to continue to smooth or work your relationships. Work your relationships.
Okay.
I don't know if that makes any sense to you, but that's what I get.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool. He's kind of nice. He's but let me see. He doesn't regret, but I do get the word regrets. Do you have regrets about it?
I do. I just wrote them down before I called. Yeah.
Yeah, you got to let the regrets go. Yeah, you got to let it go because there's no reason for it. There's all forgiveness here. There's all forgiveness. Okay? All forgiveness.
Okay.
There's still all love. There's absolute heartfelt love. And that's why he's working with you. That's why he still cares about you. And this is almost like I feel tearful at this. It's like weird, but it feels like it's all. And you be happy. So just ask him once in a while, hey, what's his name? Whatever his name is, and say, you know, can you help me?
Yeah.
What do you think about this guy? What do you think about this relationship? And you'll get an answer. You'll get an answer. You really will.
That's great. Good, because I've been up in the air.
Yeah, ask him. Ask him what he thinks about the relationship. And you'll get an answer. You'll get this profound feeling or emotion or even words somehow of what about it, okay? Because he really wants you to be happy. He wants you to be in love. Wow, it's a pretty heavy love, too. He wants you to feel like you've gotten something, this precious treasure that just keeps growing. Okay?
Thank you.
But, yeah, forgiveness. There's all forgiveness. No regrets. All forgiveness. Okay? All love towards you.
I appreciate that. That's good.
Okay? Take care.
Mm-hmm. Thank
Bye.
You. Bye-bye now.
That was interesting. Yeah. That's funny. I I've been doing this for a while, you know, trying to communicate with dead people or people have passed. And I always kind of wonder, is it real? You know, but then when I like this one, it's not a family member. You know, it's a male energy, but not a family member. I'm going, oh, okay. And then she says it's an ex-boyfriend. Well, cool. I mean, that confirmation. I love confirmation on this stuff. It's like, yeah, because I don't do this, like, seek out people to do these kind of readings where I just do it here and people ask anyway. Yeah, okay. And I loved it when I'm able to communicate those things, because generally it's very based on love, and they want to show love to you in somehow, some way. So, okay, I took that one. Okay, Greg. Oh, you're, yeah.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello, George. This is Greg from Pennsylvania.
Which part of Pennsylvania?
Oh, about the middle part, Cambria County.
Yeah, I don't know too well, but my family, a lot of my family came from western Pennsylvania in the Pittsburgh area. My mother was born near there, and I had aunts and uncles and all that stuff near there. So, I've been there
about
an
hour and a half. That's interesting, because whenever I was going to call you, I heard this little, almost this little voice saying, "Say from Pittsburgh," but I'm not from Pittsburgh. I was speaking back, you know, I'm not from Pittsburgh. I'm about an hour and a half away.
Well, that's what they're trying to, I still have family, or I don't know if I still have family, but I've been to Pittsburgh area when I was younger. Okay. I probably root for the Pirates. If the Dodgers get kicked out, then the Pirates are my second best team for the playoffs.
Okay,
so what's going on, Greg?
Well, my question, it all involves about, I'm trying to get back in the flow state. I used to be able to do a whole lot more reading, researching, dreaming, staying on the same subject, you know, really absorbing what I'm into.
Okay.
And I'm trying to get rid of I don't know if you want to call it oppression, but just the turmoil that keeps me from not being able to focus over the last couple of years.
Okay, so where's your blocks? Where's your blocks?
I can feel it usually in my stomach and chest. You know, I mean, but, you know, when I'm meditating.
Right.
But I did, this year, I went on a 24-day water fast. And it started to, you know, move things forward. And I wanted to get your comment on, right after the fast, I found a different way to fast online.
Okay.
It's supposed to be for mental clarity. And one of the things it involves is a drink made from grass-fed butter and coconut oil. And it's supposed to give your brain food and be actually good for your heart. So I just felt strongly I had to tell you about that. But it was like on day 24 of the fast, you know how you get to that state where you're really worried about what you're going to eat afterwards? Yeah, because about what you're going to put back in. And I don't know how it worked, you know, but it was like one of the first things that jumped out at me as I was doing all this online research was something called the Bulletproof Diet. I don't know if you've heard of it.
No.
But it has to do with, you probably heard of the paleo diet and those high-fat Atkins diet.
Right.
But this would be a whole lot better because you're using the very best fats. And it's like a whole lot better. You know, it doesn't give you that garbage. But I had a few visions about it.
Excuse me something real quick. I'm very limited of time, and I have a couple other questions. I have other calls. And basically, and I'm going to tell you, because it worked for you, it's meant for you. Okay? It works for you, it's meant for you.
Okay.
That's primary. If it's working for you and clarity is coming back into your life, then stay with the avenue that you're on that brings clarity in your life. Okay?
Okay.
Because it's working. But I hear don't forget the water. Don't forget the water.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I definitely.
Don't forget the water. You need to supplement whatever you're doing with water. But I got to go. I got another call I have to take. And good luck. You'll get there. You're almost there, right? You're just on the edge of getting back to that clarity that you need to be at. Excellent.
Okay.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing. Okay. Have a good one. I know.
You too. Bye.
Things are not... Oh, there we go. Oh, finally. Okay, so I have another caller, an 818. Let's see. Hello?
Blessings, how are you today?
I'm fine. Who am I speaking to?
My name is Danielle, and I'm calling from Woodland Hills, California. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Have we talked before?
I don't think so.
Oh, you see, I know Woodland Hills, and I've talked to other people from Woodland Hills. I used to live out in Encino, and I did a lot of work in Tarzana area, so I know the area really well. Okay, so what's going on, Danielle?
I would love to have a message from my spirit guide, if that's possible.
Okay, so, you know, I'm really kind of tuning in today is ancestors, which can be spirit guides. I don't know if you know that, but people who have passed who are attached to you in the family lineage can also be your spirit guides. And some people don't recognize that, but it's true. So, because I'm feeling a feminine energy, but it's a very fiery feminine energy, okay? I mean, I see fire. I see, like, fire, okay? I don't know if you have that, if that resonates with you, but I'm whoever this is or whatever this is, it's on fire, which in a positive way, like a lot of energy, a lot of passion, a lot of fire, okay?
It sounds like me.
Well, but they want to pass that on to you. They want you to stay in that energy. They want you to stay in that fire. They want you to stay. Don't douse your fire with worry is the words I hear. Don't douse your fire with worry.
Okay.
You've stepped outside of worry. It's easy for you to step outside of worry and fear. Okay?
Yeah.
And so it's just a reminder that don't douse and avoid naysayers. Really avoid naysayers. Cuz they'll put you out like yesterday. They'll put you out. You're creating a circle of people in your life that will intensify your fire. Okay? If you haven't done it yet, you will do it in the near future. You will create or be part of a circle, but it really feels like you're in the middle of the circle and the circle is around you. So it's not like you're joining a circle, but a circle joins you that intensifies your fire. I don't know what you do, but that's what it feels like. Okay?
Yes.
You seem to be the focal point of the circle, and it intensifies your fire and your passion for life and the passion for what you do. So it's growing. It's getting bigger.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Okay.
That sounds in line.
Okay. So go for it. So what do you do? What do you do with yourself? I mean,
I'm a quantum Reiki master.
Okay,
and,
good.
And I'm a jewelry designer, so I make jewelry and infuse it with this quantum Reiki energy.
Oh, excellent. Good
and
for you.
I do it for people that have specific ailments or diseases or disorders that they want to clear up.
Okay. Now, earlier I put a link to a magazine that I've started to publish. It's an online magazine. It's been existing for a number of years, and I've taken over publishing, and I'm looking for writers who write on specific topics, not as sales pitches, but, you know, like how this would benefit somebody. And then a little blurb at the bottom, if you want to reach me, this is my thing. So if you're interested, contact me through the messenger.info if you're interested in that sort of thing. Because I'm always looking for new people, new ideas. I'm sorry?
What is the name of the magazine?
Online, the Messenger. It's www.
Uh-oh, you're cutting out.
.com, but .info. .info.
The
Messenger .info.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
I got it. The Messenger .info.
Yeah, look up online. And I'm working to kind of redesign the magazine. I've just taken over in the last month or so, and it's a lot of work to kind of turn the battleship around a little bit, but I'm going a little different direction.
Right.
For me, it's all about love.
Yes, okay. That is me too. As a matter of fact, the name of my business is Loving Kindness Reiki and Jewelry. That's what I'm about, spreading loving kindness to the world.
Right. So I'm moving the direction of love as in the healing energy for the planet. Okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So contact me and look at it and see what you think. Okay? I'll let you go. I got to go. I'm ending the... Okay? Take care.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Namaste.
For calling.
Yes.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. Blessing.
All right. Thank you. You too. We got only about 17 seconds to go in this show. And thank you, everybody, for calling. It was really great. It was really fun today. I'll be back tomorrow. I don't know what we'll do tomorrow, but a lot of the same stuff, I guess. We'll take your questions. We'll let Spirit talk to you. Bye now. I love you guys. Bye.